lads. All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? Thanks for liking, subscribing, sharing, and coming on back. I do appreciate it. Light might go out again on this YouTube. Again, I'm sorry. I was supposed to pick up a new one. I thought I'd fix it, but I did not. Get wherever you're looking to podcast, right? Wherever you're getting it. Spotify, Apple, Podbean, all of the good ones. And of course, you can see my mug over on YouTube if the fucking lights stick on. Come see me live. Come up, say hello, talk to me, see this face live. May 11th, next week, I'm at the Funny Bone in Albany with my good buddy Sean Finnerty. May 26th, Sean Finnerty, Adam Burke, two lads also from Ireland, at Maguire's, Long Island, Maguire's in Bohemia. The next night, up in East Durham, New York, I will be up there at the Irish Festival with, again, Sean and Adam. And June 8th, the Funny Bone in Syracuse, I'll be up there. July 7th, Long Island, I'm back at Theatre 3 in Port Jeff. Great place to see me, great place for comedy. And in July 22nd, I am coming to Arizona to the Nile Theatre for two shows only, two on Saturday night, and I'm done one night and I'm out of there. So come see me live if you get a chance. All right, would love to see you. I think there's another episode coming this week of the Manxiety Show with me and my good buddy Corey Brooks. He's taking some time off. He's getting married, so he's been overwhelmed and he has had stuff to do. Not even married yet, and he's already a slave to the thumb, isn't he? Anyway, and also in between those dates, I'm all over New York City, so come see me. All over New York City, I'm at the Comic Strip, West Side Comedy Club, and Comedy Cellar, the world-famous Comedy Cellar. So, McTominay's going to be everywhere. There goes the light. Motherfucker. Anyway, so, as I wanted to say to you today is Happy Lesbian Visibility Week. I know, I'm sorry, I didn't get you a card. I should have known. That's what it is. So the press secretary came out. I don't know her name, something Jean-Pierre, but I call her Sideshow Bob because of the haircut. That's racist. No, it ain't. I'm pointing out that her fucking hair looks stupid. So Sideshow Bob came out up onto the press, and behind her she had a bunch of women, right? Bunch of women. And she had, it was called Lesbian Visibility Week. So it's Lesbian Visibility Week at the White House. And gas is $5 a fucking gallon, right? Do you think we give a shit of who's fucking who? You think we care if Stephanie and Susan are fucking scissoring? Do you think we give a shit? Fix the things. Fix the shit that you're breaking. Nobody gives a fuck about lesbians. We don't care. It's not something to be highlighted. It's not like they're prosecuted. It's not like people are discriminated. Out of all the LGBTQ's fucking family, I think everyone's favourite would be lesbians. Right? Let's be honest. Even girls, straight girls I know, I ask them, what kind of porn do you watch? You know what? I don't mind putting on a bit of lesbian porn. Nobody cares about what you're doing behind the fucking... Why is the White House so obsessed with sex? It's fucking LGBT this, fucking lesbians that, scissors that, suck a knob. Fix this shit you're breaking. Countries... Look, and I promised myself, I promised myself. I had a whole specific thing that I want to talk about this week, and I saw this about an hour ago. And I just had to go, what the fuck, man? It's Monday. I click online. There it is. Lesbian Visibility Week. We fucking see you, girls. We see you. Being a lesbian is a sexual, it's a preference, right? Now, it's not one of these, like, don't come at me. Well, being gay is not a choice. There you go. There's my alarm. There they come, the Gestapo. They're coming to silence me now. I live across from a firehouse, and at noon every day that goes off. But we're not, nobody, like, I know you're going to say, like, oh, gay is not being a choice. It's not a choice, right? You're born gay. But it's also a sexual preference. That's all you're tied to, by the way. That's all you have is your sexual preference. You're born that way. Just saying, like, I got friends who are weirdos who are attracted to feet. You're born attracted to that shit. Stop acting like it's some magical power to be gay. Some magical fucking power to be lesbian. You were gifted with this fucking thing. It's still a sexual preference that you were born with. I like weird shit too. I just like weird shit. Right? But I don't go out and fucking celebrate it. I don't go out into the fucking world marching down the street saying fucking, you know, hey, I love a fucking finger in me arse once in a while. I don't, like, what are we doing here? Fucking hell, White House. Gas, milk is more, is fucking cheaper. I mean, gas is fucking cheaper than milk right now. And gas is shit expensive. What are you doing? What are you doing out there, you bunch of fucking idiots? And I swore I was going to lay off politics for a while because I'm getting shadow banned because of it. All my numbers are dropping on all the platforms. I'm putting them out there and all of a sudden I'm going from videos that are getting 20-something thousand views down to fucking 7 views. And I promised myself I lay off the politics because that's how they try to get you. But you know what? Fuck them. Share this if you think I'm right. Let them know, man. Who gives a... like? You know what I mean? Like, people have fat preferences. People like fat chicks. Where's their day at the White House? Today is National Fat Kid Fucking... although, they're getting their day in the sun now too, aren't they, fatties? And I'm not having a go at obese people. I'm not, but we're living in a society now where everyone gets to demand shit. Everyone gets to demand shit. What's this chick? I was going to talk about with Corey, but what's her name? This Jaylen Chaney one. Have you seen her? Google Jaylen... J-A-E-L-Y-N-N Chaney, C-H-A-N-E-Y. Google her. What you will see is a fucking ginormous woman. Ginormous woman. You know the ones when they get, like, we all put on a bit of weight. I put on a bit of timber. I try to get rid of it. I've got pictures of my Instagram. Scroll down to the bottom. You'll see me at 280. Not of solid muscle, but a fucking blubber. Right? A fucking blubber. Because I got fat on purpose. Took me 6 months to get there. It was great. But I got fat on purpose because I could. Right? So I'm not knocking fat people. I'm knocking this fucking society where we think everybody's entitled to their day in the sun and we all have to fucking bend to your will now. This fucking idiot, this monster, Jaylen Chaney, has put out a viral video. And she's got a lot of followers, right? She's got followers. She's a social media travel person. And she gives traveling tips for fat fuckers, right? Here's travel tips for fat fucks. So now she wants airlines, and you've probably seen it, I'm probably late to the table again. She now wants airlines to compensate and to give free tickets to fat people. So if I want to buy a ticket, you know, you go down the aisle, you're in row fucking, row 7, seat A, B, C. She wants to buy A and B and C be free for her. We should comp that shit for her. That's, you know what I mean? That's the world we're in now. You know what she wants? I think because some flights give you meals. And I think she's like, well, I'm entitled to 2 more meals. Look at the size of me. 1 meal is not going to be enough. I need 2 more. Unreal, lads. Unfucking real. I'm in a mood today. I've been in a bit of a mood today. But this is where we're going. This is where we're going. Cities are falling to the wayside. Society is crumbling down around us. Like Babylon did. And our fucking leaders... It is fucking Lesbian Visibility Week. We see you, girls. We don't give a living shit. You don't get your fucking week. I'm banning weeks for lesbians and gays and fat people and the Irish and fucking Jewish people, black people, Asians. You're not getting a week. Get on with it. How about that? Just fucking everyone get on with it. How about we just... you know what? Here's what I believe, right? Here's a little philosophy I've adapted in life, you know. And not, it's not always been the way. I've not always been the way. I have fallen along the way. McThomas has made mistakes. I go to the world right now, right? And I'm a man of faith, me, right? I'm a man of faith. And I try, you know, Jesus said, you know, love one another as I have loved you. That's a bit hard, right? Jesus is pretty much perfect. And he loves us all. Like we're children, like you're his, God loves us, like we're because we are God's children, right? But I try to love everyone like they're my cousin. Do you know what I mean? Like I was at the supermarket today and I'm walking around and I'm in my head, love one another like they're my cousin. That's not a bad place to start because you know your cousin's like, hey, you doing, man? Like if they get in your way, like if you're walking down the cereal aisle and they're just standing there and they're not moving, like they're over here picking out their cereal, but their cart is over here blocking the aisle. So now they're taking up the whole aisle with their cart and they're... Now, old me would see a person and go, what are you fucking doing? Stand by your cart, not on the other side and your cart. So you're taking up the whole aisle while you're looking at all the fucking cereal. What are you doing? Right? So now, if that was my cousin, I'd walk down and go, all right, Billy, what are you doing, mate? Move over. Right? Polite. I don't mind it, right? And I love my cousin. And I think it's a good way to start. Now, my cousins do annoy me. Don't get me wrong. I don't talk to a lot of them. But it's a good, but you know what I mean? You would get a phone call if your cousin, if something happened to your cousin, or if he won something. Hey, your cousin was on the box. For what? Hey, he won some tournament there and they put him on television. Oh, that's great. I'm happy to hear that. So you're happy for your cousin, even though you kind of don't give a shit, but you're kind of happy. Do you know what I mean? So I have a philosophy of try love everyone like they're your cousin. It's a great way to start. And hopefully I will reach a new level of enlightenment and then it'll turn into, you know, like it's your brother's friends, because you respect your brother's friends, and then maybe it'll be I love them like they're my siblings, they annoy the fuck out of me, and then I love, you know what I mean? And it's a great way to start. I think it's a great way to be enlightened, to move along in a spiritual way, and I think it's a great way to find peace in yourself. But stop demanding shit, can you please? Stop demanding shit. And I didn't want to get into politics because I just find I get worked up for politics and it doesn't make a difference. And we all know I'm very anti-media and that kind of stuff. And it all goes hand in hand, right? Because I saw a video the other day, fucking, what's his name, holding up a piece of paper, Biden, about, you know, hey, here's your questions that the media are going to ask you. It's not like the media are going to come at you with this one and they're going to say, pick on this girl first, ask her first. There's a picture of the girl. There's a picture, you can find it, Google it. Here's a picture of Janice. Janice works for whatever fucking news and she's going to ask you this question. So here's your answer. So what's the point of having a press conference? If the press can't come at you and ask you a legit question, what's the point? Right? What's the point? So the media are just as fucking corrupt as these cunts in office. So I don't want to get involved anymore. But the country is crumbling around us. Crumbling around us. And you're one to fucking celebrate Lesbian Visibility Week. Can you imagine being the media that day? That's your job. My job is, who do you work for? I work for CNN. We'll say CNN, right? Okay. Hey, Mick, we need you to go to the White House today. Really? Yeah, you go up to the big leagues now, kid. Big press conference today with the press secretary. I'm going to get talk to the press secretary. Yep, you go. Good for you, man. Here's your pass. Here's all the stuff. And you're on the phone. You call your wife. Honey, guess what? Yeah, no more sitting at the desk. Guess who made it to the big leagues? No. Yep. No. You're on the way to the... I'm on the way to the White House, honey. What's going on? You get to talk to the president, the press secretary, maybe? Yeah, I get to talk to the press secretary. I get to ask her all the big questions. And what are the big questions? It's Lesbian Visibility Week. You know what I mean? That's where we are. That's where we are now. Like, it's a sexual preference. Nobody gives a fuck. I like to fuck fat chicks. Do you? Oh, you get it. You got your week coming up soon, mate. Yeah, you got. You know, they should have that the day after Thanksgiving. Everyone's kind of fat after Thanksgiving, isn't it? That's a great time. It's a great time. I like pregnant chicks. Do you? Yeah, yeah. Well, we got a week for you in July. It's just women who like to fuck other women. Why are they getting a week? What oppression have they felt? What oppression are they feeling now? Who's oppressing them? No one. You can walk into your fucking job. You can get a job. You can probably get promoted, actually. If any of you, in this day and age, in this climate, you have a fucking head start. Fucking going to war. We've no money left. We're sending it over there. And that's what you want to talk to us about. That's what you want to fix. Is that it? Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking, it's just unreal, lads. It's just fucking unreal. I didn't want to start that. I didn't want to talk about that. I really didn't. But yeah, Jail and Cheney, that's where we are. Because of, this is now the generation, right? This is, I think I did this on an Amber Crombie and Fitch episode. Go back and listen to that because it was a documentary on Netflix and I watched it. And it was the documentary was made by a bunch of people who complained that, well, Amber Crombie and Fitch didn't hire me because I wasn't skinny and I wasn't attractive. Yeah, that's their product, right? They don't have to bend to your will. So I think now is the year. This is the year. And we can tell by Fat Jalen Cheney, this fucking beast. This is what's happening now, right? This is the everyone gets a trophy kids are now, the chickens are coming home to roost, or be eaten in Jalen's case. The chickens are coming home to roost now. Do you understand? Because they've been used to getting what they want, when they want. If you don't get it, they complain. I'm not good at this sport. Don't matter. You get a trophy for it. Really? Yeah, yeah. We lost 10-0. 10-0 I lost. Yeah, I'm going to do a walk of shame. No, you don't. You're going to be carried out like the rest of them. You get pizza like the rest of them. You get free ice cream and you get a trophy to hang up on your fucking, put up on your shelf. Look at that trophy there. You earned that by fucking sucking. You earned that because you were crap. You earned that because you weren't as good as that team. So therefore, you've no drive or motivation to get you to the next level to earn what you to earn your place in this fucking world. We're just going to give it to you. You know what? You should shove more fucking food into your face. And you know what? All my flights are uncomfortable. Don't worry. Don't worry, sweetheart. Airline tickets are what? Depending on where you're going. Like, I'm going to Arizona. Looked up the price tickets. Almost $600 for me to go to Arizona. I gladly pay it. I can't wait to go to Arizona to see you people. I can't wait to go see you. Paying $600. Don't worry about it. Why don't I just shove a lot of fucking Big Macs in me face for between now and July and get some extra fucking seats? You know what I mean? So who picks up the cost? The fucking skinny folk. The healthy folk. The people who are not morbidly obese. Like the same way when, remember the vaccine came out? Fuck the vaccine too, right? There we go. There go all my views. Now I'm going to be definitely shadow banned. What happened to those people? Remember when the vaccine came out? People were dead. I need a vaccine. I want to go to work. My job is going to fire me unless I have the vaccine. Okay, quickly. You got to, we get you in line, pick a number. And then you look up front. Who goes up front? Who goes to the front of the fucking line? The fatties. And the old people, but they're going to die. So we kind of, we get it. We get the old people, right? Their immune systems are shit. But who goes to the front of the line? Only the fucking fatties. They get to waddle up front. I need to get the vaccine. Your voice becomes fat, doesn't it? Like even your voice gets fat when you're fat. Again, I was a fat person, so I'm not fat shaming. I don't care. Check me Instagram to know I'm not lying. Oh, this is a terrible episode. Make you just shitting on fat people. Check me Instagram. I once was 280 pounds of obesity. Right? So I can get in that world. I can talk about it. I know what it's like. I never blamed anybody. I blame myself for two Big Mac meals a day. That's not bullshit, man. I used to eat two Big Mac meals a day for lunch. Right? Fatties went to the front of the line for that too. Why are we in a society that just rewards bullshit? That rewards mediocrity. Rewards stupidity. Anyone's dumb, we gotta. I did an episode last week on Chicago falling down. We didn't blame the people, the criminals. We blamed society. Not the criminals for fucking wrecking the place. We didn't do that. No, we couldn't blame society. We couldn't blame the criminals. It's society's fault. Aw. What's wrong with Jalen? Couldn't put the fork down. Oh no, it's her fault. For making drive-thru fucking food. You know what I mean? I tell you one thing though. I don't mind paying a lot for gas this week. As long as I know that the lesbians in the White House are having a scissors party right now. Ironically, right? Tomorrow's Taco Tuesday. I wonder what's going to happen this week, girls. You know what I'm talking about. Winkity fucking winkity. I don't get it, man. I don't get it. This is where we are now. It's falling down around us and we have to reward mediocrity. We reward the problem. And the rest of us who do our fucking things, you know what we are? We're idiots. We get out every day and we do the right thing like idiots. There's videos of people just pushing their shopping carts out full of groceries while we wait online and pay for shit. Nah, nobody gives a shit. Why? We're the biggest fucking idiots. At every corner. And now New York City is releasing like robots. Robots. That's where we're gone now. We're going to be controlled by the fucking robots because we don't stand up for nothing. We don't stand up for nothing anymore. Right? How are we going to take on the robots? New York City has robots going up and down the streets now. The New York City police, by the way. Not New York City. The New York City Police Department has actual fucking robots policing us. Isn't that RoboCop? Isn't that Ed 209? Aren't we like this far away from the Terminator? What are we doing? What are we fucking out there doing? Worried about fucking lesbians at the White House. And we're all just compliant. And we're all just going along with it. And all this administration is doing is just letting it happen. And the funny thing is, Fuckhole announced he's going for another 4 years. This is about the man now. This is me reaching out to not the president, but to Joe Biden, the man. What are you doing, mate? What are you doing? I saw a whole team the other day of black athletes who signed the football for you and the gate wanted to present it to you and you just walked off. You just walked off. They're like, hey, Mr. President, we signed a ball for you to have. And he walked off. How many times have you been driving the car and as you're like, what the fuck is this guy doing in front of me? What's he doing? What? And you pull up next to him and it's just a guy like... Right? And what do you say? Of course it is. How did he get that man a license? How is that guy still allowed to drive? And we let this fella drive the country. For fuck's sake. This was not what I wanted to talk about. I was going to talk about funny things like dating apps that I'd seen commercials for. All funny things I was going to do. But my father being a racist. All the funny things I was going to talk about this week. It'll have to wait till next week. Because that's the episode. I have to go. It's 12 o'clock. I'm starving. All right. Go see me live. Check me out on all social medias. Mick Thomas Comedy. And I'll be around somewhere. Listen, as always, thanks for watching. And go ahead. Wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.